This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. You can join the discussion or ask a question by calling 513-419-7100, by emailing talk at wvxu.org, or join us on Facebook or Twitter. The artistic director for Playhouse in the Park, Blake Robison, is joining me in the studio now to talk about the new season. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
I wanted to start out with, this is what, your second season in Cincinnati? Second full season?
That's right, beginning of my second season.
So how are you settling in?
I think I'm settling in pretty well. You know, I got my sea legs under me now. I'm getting to know the community a little better, and I think they're getting to know me. We've had a tremendous success with this opening production of Fly, so everybody's feeling good right now.
Oh, good. Well, it's some amazing works, and when I saw this season, this lineup for the season with the world premieres and all that was happening, wow, what a lineup. It looks like a wonderful season in store, and I was wondering how you approach putting together a season, what it takes to, you know. I asked Elin Myers from Ensemble Theater last week about doing it. She goes, oh, it's all magic, and I have all these cards, and I put them together, and I take them out. What's your modus operandi there, Blake?
Well, you know, one of the fun parts of my job is to stay abreast of all the developments in the American theater. So I read a lot of plays. I go to a lot of plays. But more than anything, I rely on my professional colleagues. You know, like any arts professional, there are directors and playwrights and designers who I work with regularly, and some of whom have a very long relationship with the Playhouse. So I solicit ideas, and we create a long list of possibilities and start kicking those ideas back and forth, and slowly over time, that narrows it down to the 10 productions that you'll see on our stages this year.
Well, let's begin, as you've already mentioned, Fly, with the Marx Theater season. Some folks might not realize there are actually two theaters in Playhouse in the Park, the Thompson Shelter House and the Marx. Most people are familiar with both from going to plays in both. But I wanted to ask you about Fly because this is an interesting production, telling the story of the Tuskegee Airmen, but with tap dancing.
That's right. You know, it's not a documentary on stage. It's a piece of theater. And so we tell the story through theatrical tools in a particularly theatrical way. It does tell the story of four particular airmen in training, and you meet them when they arrive in Tuskegee, Alabama, and you follow them as they battle racism and overcome those hurdles and eventually fly missions over Europe. What's interesting about the story is the way in which it's told. We have cutting-edge projections. When you walk into the large Marx Theater, you see there are five enormous screens shaped like a cockpit, and we project various images onto those screens, so you feel like you're in a flight simulator with these guys. You're up in the air. We took them over to the Air Museum in Dayton and had them go in the real flight simulator, and it's not as stomach-turning as that, but it is as exciting. The tap dancer comes into play because it's a particularly theatrical way of telling the story. There's a character called the Tap Griot. A griot is a storyteller in the African-American tradition. And what he does is acts out the inner lives and conflicts and joys of the airmen. They're in training, after all. They have to spend a lot of time standing at attention and keeping their mouths tight. What he does is takes on their inner persona and communicates that to the audience in a particularly vibrant and exciting and creative way.
Well, we're going from Fly, talking about the Tuskegee Airmen, to a favorite for 4 years, a hot Broadway musical coming to Playhouse in the Park, and that's Cabaret. Why did you decide to bring a Broadway musical back to the Playhouse
stage? Well, you know, Candor and Ebb's Cabaret is one of my favorite musicals, so you always have to start with yourself. You want to be producing things that you love.
True, true.
But, you know, it's a story that never goes out of fashion. It's a cautionary tale, after all. You know, it's during the rise of the Nazi Party in Weimar Germany. And, you know, fundamentally, it asks us a moral question of what would you do if you were in this situation, if you were surrounded by all that? What choices would you make? What would you be willing to stick up for? And what would you be willing to acquiesce to? So it's an important musical and, of course, massively entertaining along the way. What I think is particularly interesting about our production is that we have a very, very celebrated director-choreographer coming to lead the charge. Her name is Marcia Milgram Dodge. She was nominated for a Tony Award a few years ago for the big revival of Ragtime on Broadway, and we're just thrilled to have her here. She's choreographed for us in the past, but doing the dual roles is very, very exciting, and a cast of Broadway veterans led by Liz Pierce playing Sally Bowles. She's a former CCM student who's now made good out in the world. And Nathan Graham, who, as far as we know, is the first African-American actor to take on the role of the MC, made famous by Joel Grey in the movie, of course.
Well, that's, you know, what the Playhouse is known for, both the best of contemporary theater and some traditions as well, say like cabaret with a twist there. And one of the traditions, of course, is the Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol.
So 23rd year for the Christmas Carol. You know, what did you think when you came walking in to Playhouse in the Park and learned about the long-running tradition?
Well, I love Christmas Carol, as many people do, and I've seen a lot of Christmas carols in my day. You know, I've traveled the country. Most theaters our size are doing it in their cities, and I have to be honest, some of them are a little dusty. Sometimes you go to another theater's Christmas Carol, and you feel like if you blow hard, the clouds of dust will kind of, you know, go off in the atmosphere.
The ghost of the past there, right?
And listen, that is not the case at Playhouse in the Park. I am so pleased to report, and of course, our audience knows. Our director, Michael Haney, keeps it fresh and vital. Bruce Cromer, who plays the role of Scrooge, is the most energetic and entertaining and heartfelt Scrooge that I've ever seen. And we keep updating the sets don't change, but we make sure that it's nice and fresh and not on the old side. So a great family experience, along with Fly, I might add. These are things that serve as multi-generational theater experiences. You can bring your kids, your nieces or nephews along and enjoy the live theater experience.
Winner of the Pulitzer Prize, Tony Award for the Best Play, Clyburn Park is the next one on the schedule. And then you go to Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice.
That's right. Mixing it up, as always.
You yes. know,
variety is the spice of life, especially at the Playhouse. Clyburn Park is a fascinating, biting satire about race and real estate. You meet a family in a largely white neighborhood in the Clybourne Park suburb of Chicago, and they're about to sell their house to the first African-American family. And their neighbors are not at all pleased about this, and everybody gets skewered and sent up in the process. The second act, you come back 50 years later in the same house. The entire neighborhood has become African-American, and in this case, rather run down, and a young white couple is coming in to begin the gentrification process. And all of the really tough questions and issues that that entails are examined in this play in a hard-hitting, provocative, but wickedly funny manner. And you know, for a community like Cincinnati, we see that going on and over the Rhine and other places. I think this is going to spark a lot of conversation. Pride and Prejudice, of course, is a horse of a different color, one of the greatest romances of all time. I think what people are going to enjoy about our production is that it's not reductive. It's a very large cast with beautiful costumes and gorgeous sets. So you're going to see the full sweep of Austen's story on stage, and all those little funny characters who make Jane Austen stories what they are going to be there on stage. A beautifully entertaining piece.
And boy, talk about turning on a dime there, going from Jane Austen and those sensibilities, shall we say, to the final production of the season, the sexy Venus in Fur.
Venus in Fur by David Ives, called the best date play of the year last year in New York City. It's a very, very sexy, provocative comedy. It is a good date night. It is something like get a babysitter, you know, come with your husband or wife, and funny, sharp story about an actress who comes in to audition for a role in a New York City play. And it quickly becomes apparent that she's not necessarily who he thinks she is. Mm-hmm. And a cat and mouse game ensues. I don't want to spoil the big surprise ending, but it's really a great deal of fun and should be a wonderful way to end the season.
Speaking with Blake Robison, the artistic director of Playhouse in the Park, about the new season. We just ran through the Marx Theater season. The Thompson Shelter House season, world premieres here. These are some just amazing dramas that you're going to be staging at the Thompson Shelter House this season. Starting with Seven Spots on the Sun.
That's right. And we feel so fortunate to have the Shelter House Theater as part of our complex because it allows us to take on some of the more challenging and provocative work that might not fill the big house, but there is a hunger and an appetite for that. I've found Cincinnati audiences to be very adventurous and supportive of this sort of programming. Seven Spots on the Sun, the first of three world premieres in the Shelter House, is a fable about an unnamed Central American country in the ravages of war, and it poses some very tough moral questions about the citizens who are caught in the middle of that. It's also told with a healthy dose of magical realism, if you're familiar with the great works of Latin American literature. There are always these kind of wonderful magical things that happen, and we're translating those onto the stage using theatrical stagecraft. So this young writer, Martin Zimmerman's fascinating guy, and we're just thrilled and honored to be doing the very first production of his play for Cincinnati audiences.
And then there's the Reduced Shakespeare Company with its latest world premiere, holding it here in Cincinnati, the complete history of comedy. Abridged.
That's right. We call them the bad boys of abridgment. And if you've seen any of their stuff before, you know that they take a huge subject and boil it down into satirical sketches. The first one was the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, and then they've taken apart Hollywood movies and history and all kinds of other stuff. This is the complete history of comedy abridged. So they're going to trace the history of comedy from caveman drawings all the way up through sitcoms in 90 minutes flat. It is screamingly funny. And a great way to, kind of bridge the gap from Thanksgiving through to the other holidays.
Well, I guess you're kind of, as you put together a season, thinking about that. You know, time of year, what people are doing, et cetera.
Yeah, there's an ebb and a flow to a season. And you don't want to kind of stay dramatic for too long. And you don't want to do a whole season of comedies. People enjoy discovering new things along the way. And so the variety is important to us.
We just have a couple of minutes left. Best play of the season, Time Magazine called Amy Herzog's 4,000 Miles.
4,000 Miles. Very briefly, it's a touching, moving story about a 21-year-old guy, kind of a granola, crunchy guy, who's just finished riding his bike across the United States, hence the title, 4,000 Miles. He arrives at the doorstep of his 91-year-old grandmother in New York City. They've both suffered some recent loss, and it's a beautiful relationship play as they learn how to get along together. We're going to follow that with another world premiere, A Delicate Ship by Anna Ziegler. Great love triangle, kind of juicy, juicy, saucy stuff with people getting in there and fighting for each other. And finish it off with a wonderful, another provocative play called The North Pool by Rajiv Joseph, who's actually a graduate of Miami University and is thrilled to be coming back here to do one of his new plays. That is a play about a young Muslim student who gets called into the principal's office in high school, and another cat and mouse game ensues. It's hard to tell if he is in fact the terrorist who his principal is accusing him of being, and nothing is quite as it seems in this wonderful play.
I wanted to ask about when you're presenting the world premieres, what kind of unique challenges you face as a producer of plays. Producers and directors and actors and actresses,
challenges and opportunities, right? I mean, it's fun to bring the thing to life for the first time. We always try to have the playwright on hand. I feel if we're doing the premiere, our first order of business is to try to realize the vision of the playwright. Subsequent productions may incorporate other things. There may be a dramatic license that's taken. But on the first one, we're really trying to get inside of the head of that playwright and figure out what he or she was dreaming and imagining when they wrote it. For the actors, it's extraordinarily fun because there's no burden of previous performance.
True.
If you're doing Streetcar Named Desire and you have to play Marlon Brando's role, that is a big thing to carry on your shoulders. Whereas if you're in one of these world premiere productions, there's a sense of creativity and adventurousness from the get-go, and you know that the choices you make are the ones that other actors down the line are going to confront and grapple with.
Well, with what's happening at all the theaters in town, everywhere from the community theaters to ensemble theater to Playhouse in the Park, we just have a real jewel of a theater scene here. And thank you for continuing to enhance and build upon it.
Well, I thank you. And I think that's a great message. Go see a play, whether it's our theaters or the many other institutions that are making this city what it is.
Blake Robison is the artistic director of Playhouse in the Park. You'll find a link to the Playhouse website with complete details about the 2013-2014 season that we've been talking about. That's on our website, wvxu.org. You will find that link. And thanks again, Blake, for stopping by today.
Thank you.